This is Dr. Jibril Kulaski, the reporter and patient, Sandra Brenton, and Kate Bishop was a colon cancer screening. Sarisha, I'll get back to you. And this is all, date of birth is 11:27:93. Near the appendiceal, which was ablated with hard-forced polypectomy. Coming on, I saw ileocecal polyp noted, semi-pedunculated, about 5 to 8 millimeter, which removed the heart snip, so certainly no post-polyp bleeding. The polypectomy site was also contrast with hard-forced polypectomy, sent separate jar. No, there was any bleeding. There was a polyp noted at 5 millimeter size, polyp noted proximal ascending colon, removal of the hard-forced polypectomy, so certainly no post-polyp bleeding. Coming out, the patient had left side arthrosis, adequate prep, retro pressure, intrahumeral, oblique, recidive, assist, pressure, personal cup, frank lung, cecum. Number two, two cecal polyps. One was ablated, 3 millimeter, two millimeter size, ablated with hard force polyps. The second polyp was removed, 5 millimeter size, which removed by hard force polyps successfully. Number four, patient had adequate prep. Number five, ileocecal polyp by 8 millimeter, 5 to 8 millimeter, say by peduncle, remove the heart stent polyp successfully, no post polyp bleeding. The polypectomy site was removed with the heart portion polypectomy, then a separate jar, and then there was six proximal ascending colon polyp, 5 millimeter, remove the heart portion polyp successfully, no post polyp bleeding. Number eight, patient left side diaclosis, number nine, not hemorrhoid. Recommendation, aware for the polypathology. If these polypathology come benign, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Advice, please take hydrogen water, so some specifically 5% preparation, each other's flow, follow-up to the MTC. Please take hydrogen with your primary care provider. Dr. Primary care provider, they have to share February 23rd to 23rd, and February 23rd to 23rd, patients after that.